Hello, Amplify You family. Michelle Abraham here. And I am so excited to bring you an Ask the Expert interview. So, today I've brought someone who is not only just an author, she's a coach, she is a well-known, I would say, spiritual counselor, energy healer, coach within that metaphysical world. She's been in that world for over 25 years of metaphysics. And she's the developer of the Quantum Heart Field Experience. So I want to introduce you today to Joanna Dobrowolski. So, Joanna, how are you today?
I am fine, and I'm so honored to be here, Michelle.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for being here with us. So, Joanna, you are the best-selling author of The Transformation Promise and also the workbook, 20 Days to Love, Joy, and Prosperity, which is really cool. And you've helped clients all over the world. And what your specialty really is in those life's major changes and transformations from long past incidents to that could be maybe the source of current problems to major health issues. Issues, or dealing with career changes or finding sustaining and fulfilling relationships, or maybe something that's transformation at the end of life. So, Joanna, tell us a little bit about yourself, how you got started on this path. You've got so much incredible experience and so many years of creating your own healing modality. It really is what you've done, created from all your years of experience. So take us on that journey. How did you get started and what you're up to?
Well, I think I was lucky enough to be born into a family that was very metaphysical and open, although not necessarily easy. But and I had lots of talks with my grandmother because I didn't think the world was really the way it should be. I mean, it was not easy and was not kind. And so my grandmother told me, "I can't answer that for you. You take that up with God." And I said, "Well, how do we do this?" And she said, "You just ask the question and then you get quiet enough to hear the answer." And that was precisely the problem because I tried, for minutes at a time as a kid to get quiet. I didn't hear any booming voices. And God wasn't answering, really, in my opinion. But I realized later that, yes, the universe or God was answering all the time. I just, didn't hear it the way I wanted to hear it. And often the answer was not what I wanted to hear either. But so I had a whole other life because I was upset about it not being my way. And, regular jobs, but nothing really worked out. So I always had to go back to the field of healing. And even as a kid, I met a lot of very amazing shaman and healers and shepherds in the middle of nowhere that people would travel to. And I learned from all of them. Although at that time, I was rejecting most of it in my mind, but it did stay. And even when I went back to working with people again and into the whole healing and energy field, no modality ever really worked for me because there was always the little thing that didn't quite fit. So then I went and finally decided, okay, I have to do it just my way. And that is not always that easy, because when you're totally authentic to yourself, you can't follow a lot of paths on how to do it, or there's lots of approaches. To do marketing, you have to do this, and to be successful, you have to do that, and you need to do, yeah, and that's fine. But when you start doing all those things that everybody else tells you to do, you kind of lose yourself, or at least that's what I experienced. I found myself being super busy and then not having time to work with people the way I want to work with people. So I had to say, I'm not in charge. This is my favorite thing. I'm not in charge and I don't have to worry about it. I just have to do the work the way I want to do it. And if that happens to bring me the business that I need, then fine. And if it doesn't, then, you know, I have to go get another job. But I don't want to compromise that part.
Right.
So
that's so interesting, because I was wondering what you were going to say about that, because your quantum heart field experience is very unique, and it's like you can't look it up in what it is, because nobody else is doing it. It is your modality, and so you have to just experience it to kind of know what it is. And I was lucky enough to be able to do that a few weeks ago, and it was an incredible experience. I mean, you used so many different modalities that I was familiar with, and some things I wasn't familiar with, and the outcome was really interesting. You know, it took a few, you know, at first I felt very almost like freed, like you had unblocked a few things. There was more flow in everything I was doing. There has been definitely more flow into an abundance into a lot of areas of my life since then. And it's interesting, I don't know if it was something that we did during that session, or if it was just a mind shift that happened, or if it was an energetic block that was unblocked. But it's been very interesting to see the outcome of it. But I definitely came out feeling like a little bit more like free, like almost like, I want to say, it was like more of like a stress-free, more joyful kind of feeling that I had after it. And it was really neat. It lasted for a long time. And I just thank you for that, gifting me that experience, because I really wanted to know what it was like before we talked about it on the show today.
Well, thank you. But I can't take really credit for that, because I don't ever know what's going to happen. And I'm probably the most in awe of, you know, everybody. And sometimes it's funny when I teach a workshop. I mean, I have a flyer and it says basically what I'm going to do. And then I get there and I don't know exactly what's going to happen. And I don't know what I'm going to do, because I don't know every person that's in the workshop, or I don't know generally my client when they're coming, and I only do it over the phone, so I don't even know what they look like. Mm-hmm. So I have to rely on, you know, the source energy that we share to come through with whatever information or whatever modality I use. I certainly learned a lot of them, a lot of different modalities in my time. But it's, and a lot of times I think like, oh, I don't know, where did I go here? And what am I going to do? And then I have to, you know, take a breath and refocus in just dealing with what shows up in the moment. Because if I get my mind involved, I'd get really like lost. And then, you know, when I think, wow, I really didn't do well here because I went so off topic. And then I will hear from somebody that was in it that said, oh, you said exactly what I needed to hear. I would have never known that, because I don't know what that person needs to hear.
Right. Interesting. So for all of our, listeners that are listening in today that are, you know, authors, coaches, speakers, wellness professionals that are really like looking to get their voice like out there, and they have a message they want to share, or they want to start being more visible. What are a couple of things that you would suggest? Like, I like what you just said of like not being really focused on the outcome, or not really having that plan before you maybe go in to record something and letting it come through you instead of being of your ego mind. Any suggestions or any tips on that?
Well, I'm probably not the best person to ask for that. I think there are really good marketing persons, but I think even if you go and select a marketing person or somebody to help you with that, make sure that person is in tune with what you want to communicate. Don't go by the, I can get you this much money, or I can get you this much publicity or so. Make sure that that person doesn't want to change you. And I think if you're really authentic, then it doesn't really matter. I mean, it doesn't matter if your income comes from your job or if your income is just a lottery win or so. it doesn't matter, and you don't really have to, in my belief, be that concerned with it. But you have to be concerned with being yourself.
Yeah, I like that. So as long as you're being your authentic self, I think that was more my question. I probably didn't phrase it very well. It was more so like if advice that or tips that you might have for us that are about to share our message or use our message in the world for what we do. Like, is there a way that we can, you know, make sure that we're in alignment with our true self, our authentic self, while we're out there doing our thing in the world?
Yeah, because I think if your message is authentic, then, you know, people will naturally be drawn to that.
Right.
And if you just, you know, but if you buy into being this persona that is not necessarily you, then you are locked by that. You cannot tell somebody what you maybe feel you're telling, because you have to, you know, not upset that whole persona thing.
Right.
And I try not to be really perfect, because I know I'm not. And and I had some really, I mean, my spirit, and I'm really lucky that way, I think. Whenever I decided, wow, I know the answer, man, I was knocked off that soapbox so fast. I just had to laugh about it. I mean, my best was I learned, really learned about instantaneous healings, and I really saw with some clients also how that worked and everything. And that finally got to the point where I was going to talk about it, and I gave a little workshop on instantaneous healing. It was all planned and full. The day before, I broke my ankle.
Oh no.
I walked into that workshop with crutches and a cast, talking about how you can heal anything instantly.
It's just putting you in your place, right? Let's show us how it's done then.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it was a moment of being horrified and embarrassed, but then that's how it is. Life happens. And life happens all the time. So every time you say you really have the answer to everything, I'd be careful with that one.
Right. That's very cool. I love it. You know, there's some things that that you've done. I mean, you've got so much in so many different modalities that you've worked with over the last year, last several 25 years in the field of metaphysics. So you do work, as an ordained minister with the International Metaphysics Ministry. You've done hypnotherapy, matrix energetic practitioner, past life regression, timeline therapy, Reiki master, life coach. Like, there's so many different, and I know you work with the chakras. Is there any one particular thing that you love doing the most out of any of those?
No, I think there's a place for everything, but I think that it totally depends on the person. I think what I like best is to just, I mean, what it all comes down to is if you can just do one thing, I think you would just work on being in the present moment and going back to source and not worrying about all the other things.
I love it. Every time you have an answer, Joanna, it's just so great, because you're just like, just, well, don't let it bother you, you know, like, or just don't do that, because it's so simple. I think with the rest of the world, we make it seem like so many things are such a big deal, or, you know, it's so complicated. But every time you have an answer, I love it, because it's just very like, well, just don't do that then, or don't focus on that, just focus on this. And, you know, it's very simple. The answers that you have are so simple. And I think it's just such a great reminder every time you say one of them, like, yeah, why is this such a big deal? You know, speaking in front of people, that's not such a huge deal. It's so easy to do, you know. It's interesting. How did you get this way? I want to know.
you know, I fell down a lot, and that totally, I mean, just recently I decided, you know, I need to do some marketing, because I, you know, somebody said you need to work on your retirement fund or whatever that might be. And I decided, okay, I'm going to just look at this as work, and I'm going to put my effort into making this business work. And I went to a lot of places, and I met a lot of people that I really love and connected with, like you. And then I met people that thought, well, you need to be on social media every day, all the time, and you need to do these live videos, and you need to be comfortable speaking live. I'm comfortable speaking live, but my first thought is, I do not want to see anybody pop up on my social media every day. I find that like so not pleasant as an experience that I think, why would I do that to anybody else? Mm-hmm. If I don't like it when people do that to me, I mean, I will not click on their thing out of, you know, fear of having that every day. Mm-hmm. And I don't need to read 50 billion quotes every day either. Mm-hmm. That just so that, you know, people see you and people know you and stuff. So I decided that, you know, fine, maybe that'll get me 5,000 followers on every single one, but I can't do it. Mm-hmm. So I have to go with what I can do. And also it takes a lot of time. Mm-hmm. What do I do with, you know, my day was gone before I even could do it. But then there are other things that are really wonderful to do, like being here on the show. That's something I really enjoy, and that's goes in tune with what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. But I think it's the box. Always be afraid to be put in a box. Mm-hmm. And also I'm at that point where I know that I really don't know anything. I don't have any answers to anything. And when you cannot be somebody going out there and saying, I have the answers, when you know you don't.
Yeah. Can't fake it until you make it on that one.
Yeah, it's going to crumble down at some point, and the higher the, you know, the platform, the further you fall. So I'm trying to keep mine very low.
Yes. Right. And so, and what you're saying is just go and do things that you enjoy doing and fill your day with the things that you love. And that shall in return, like, really support your business and make sure that you're in line with what you're doing.
Yeah. And then yes, you can become a marketing expert and sell anything, like Heinz ketchup or something. That's fine, and that works. And if that's what you want to do and you need to have that kind of lifestyle, I have no problem with that. Mm-hmm. But you are not really in charge of what's going to happen with that. Mm-hmm. Because you can also, I think somebody like Thich Nhat Hanh probably has more followers than anybody that does a lot of marketing. I don't think he did any.
Right.
He was just being himself.
Yeah.
And so you can be yourself and you can get your message out, and then you don't have to worry about, you know, somebody else's message, because they're all okay. There's enough room for everybody.
Right. Yeah. Perfect. Yeah. It makes total sense. And I love your, the title of your book is The Transformation Promise. And you have this quote on the top of it that when the caterpillar thought the world was over, it became a butterfly. It's the proverb. And I just love that. I think it's something interesting to keep in mind. Keep in mind, like, what, when one door, like, it kind of reminds me of one door closes, another door opens. And tell us a little bit about your book.
Well, I like that second quote for you, because the second part to that quote is, you know, from Alexander Graham Bell, that we don't see the door that opens because we'll focus on the one that closed.
Yeah, exactly.
that's what we do. We focus on the caterpillar cocoon and not on becoming the butterfly. So when we can let go of that, I mean, we let go of things every day. Right. We have to, in order for a new experience to come in. We can't hold on to everything. So once we know what we let go of and let go of it freely, we know something new is going to come. And no matter what, life is not about just having good experiences.
Yeah.
The truth is, if we just had good experience, we wouldn't do anything.
Right. Yeah, exactly. There would be no need to change or pivot or do whatever. Yeah.
But also, we wouldn't learn that I mean, in the moment, in the present moment, everything is always fine. If you don't get into your mind and thinking about past and future, you're always okay, no matter what happens. And the moment will move into the next moment all by itself. You don't have to, you know, push it or anything.
Don't need to do anything. You just be there.
So in that case, transformation is a promise. And also you will be pushed into, we're pushed to finally realize that. And there'll be storms and hardships and all those things will happen. But as long as you know that in the moment you're okay, and if you don't get into what if and, oh my God, what if this happens tomorrow? You know, what a waste of a moment.
Yeah.
Because you don't know what happens tomorrow. A lot can happen before tomorrow.
Yeah. And is that what it means to awaken? What does it mean to awaken your inner butterfly? I know that's part of your book.
Yeah, because whatever is in the moment and whatever comes is always greater. It's always better. It's always lighter.
Love it.
So that, you know, a little bit of trust, a little bit of faith.
You too can become a butterfly.
A long time ago when I was starting to teach psychic development and intuition, there was a young woman from a communist country in my class, and she didn't understand the word faith. And she wanted me to explain the word faith. And I just thought, oh my God, I don't even know what that is. Is something I can born with that? Because I had had that as long as I can remember. So yeah. I found myself really dumbfounded by the moment of having to explain that. And so I called one of my teachers and I said, how do you explain faith? And he just said, well, you can't really explain it. You have to discover it. Mm-hmm. And the way you discover it is when you are in these impossible situations, and they turn out okay.
Wow, that's awesome. I love that.
So faith and trust and just be in the moment. I mean, what are we afraid of? We're afraid of death, ultimately, you know, failure, death, and all those things, but they are going to happen. So we might as well just say, okay, that is going to happen at some point, but I don't have to be that concerned about it.
Right. And oh, wow. What permission does that give you to like free up so much mental space up there, right? All those things that you were thinking about and worrying about.
Yeah, I mean, our bodies are not made forever. So.
Right. Yeah. And also, I just love that you said, being in the moment, it reminds me of like, you know, it reminds me of one of my worst interview experiences as a new podcaster, where I was so focused on the questions, I wasn't listening to the conversation at all. And it's something I share with our students all the time, but it's like, you know, you have to be present in your, if you want to have a good experience, you have to be in the moment in the conversation, because otherwise it makes for a very awkward interview. If you're so focused on the next question, you have no idea what your guest is saying. So I think, you know, what you're saying, Joanna, on a universal level in our lives is huge, but also on the level of, you know, people starting to put themselves out there and let their voices be heard on social media and on podcasting and doing these interviews, like be present, be there. Don't worry about the outcome. Just be there and be the best version of you, right? That's all you can do.
Yeah, and be there in a way that you're comfortable with. You know, don't be there in a way that some system tells you to do it, but do it you feel good about yourself.
Yeah, I think that's why I love podcasting so much, because it is like the Wild West. You can do whatever the heck you want on your podcast. Creativity is wide open for you to do what you do best and be you. I love it. I think that's why it sits well with me, because you don't have to fit into a box.
Yeah, and you know, the transformation promise, the book is about, you get to know yourself. You know where you are, know where all the strings are that hold you. So I like, you know, to think of it as a spider. You know, we create the web of our life, but we're also the fly that's caught in it.
Yeah.
So you need to look at both sides and how much of the spider web are you actually caught in and being dinner prepared.
That's a great analogy. I love
So
that.
when you really get to know yourself and you know, like, okay, then this is what I need to do, or this is what I can let go of, or this is holding me in a certain space, then you are already there. Because transformation or any change happens in the moment. We can't have a change happen in the past.
That's right. Can't change the past, already been done.
And we can't have a change happen in the future because we don't know where the future is. So the changes happen in the moment. Sometimes it's a long walk to that moment. But so in the book, I try to, help you speed up that long walk.
I love it. And so if people want to check out the book, they can go and order it on right on your website, which is quantumheartfield.com. And it's called The Transformation Promise, which is really cool. And Joanna, I just want to thank you so much for spending some time with us today. I think you've got so many really interesting, really brilliant things that you say that just really hit home for me, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners out there. And I just love your kind of no fluff approach to everything. I think that must be the German in you. Right? Be the best version of you, and that's all you got to worry about. And I think you've really today and over the course of myself knowing you, and like really just I keep hearing that in my voice, like, don't worry about anything else. All you got to do is worry about now and worry about you and how you are in the present. And it just gives us permission to let go of everything else.
Yeah. And truthfully, that's all you can do anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I just love that. So thank you so much for being with us on Amplify You today, Joanna. It's been a pleasure, and I look forward to catching up with you again soon.
Yeah, and thank you so much for having me. It's always really fun with you.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Joanna. Take care. Amplify You family out there. Make sure you go check out Joanna's website, quantumheartfield.com, and go get her book, The Transformation Promise. So till next time, guys, be great out there. Go out there and share your voice with the world.
Thank you.
Thank you, family, for joining us on this adventure. If you're ready to be heard, head over to mypodcastcoach.com, where you'll find out all the tools and tips you'll need to launch your podcast today. If you have a show already and you need some help managing it, please head over to managemypodcast.com, and the Amplify You team would be happy to help you manage your podcast. Please also head over to iTunes, like, subscribe, and review our show so we can spread this message. And until next time, be your own unique genius.